أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. من كان يريد حرث الآخرة نزد له في حرثه، ومن كان يريد حرث الدنيا نؤته منها وما له في الآخرة من نصيب. After Allah tabarak wa ta'ala explained that rozi Allah gives to all in this world, and the giving of rozi is no criteria to see how much Allah loves a person. That a person is getting more rozi, that Allah loves him more. Qarun, Haman, Fir'aun were given so much of dunya, and even today the kuffar are given so much of dunya, that is no sign that Allah loves them, and therefore they are giving. And that was, as we explained, just like the government feeds the people in the prisons also. That doesn't mean they are happy with what they are doing, so they are giving them 3 times meals there. Allah has taken upon himself to feed his entire creation. The sign of Allah's pleasure and that a person is a favorite of Allah is that a person is preparing for akhirat, that is engaged in the amal of deen, etc. That is a sign that Allah loves that person and is a favorite of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala further explains with regard to the same matter, man kana yuridu harth al akhirah, jo koi chahta hai akhirat ki kheti, a person whose niyat is the akhirat, is living for the purpose for which Allah put him in this world, and that is to make his everlasting and eternal life of the year after. Nazid lahu fi harthi, ziyada kare hum uske waste uski kheti, we increase his field for him, we increase his farm. That is a person who makes niyat of akhirat. Allah gives him barakat in his time, and he makes more ibadat also. Allah gives him tawfiq, and he carries on with more ibadat also. Many a person asks also that why is it we just can't get to do amal? Our namazas are not in order, our zikr is not in order, our tilawat is not in order. The basic reason, that person hasn't made niyat for akhirat. If he made his niyat for akhirat, then automatically he will find the time, Allah will put barakat in all those things. But if our niyat is dunya, then where will we find time? And where will we have importance for namaz, for tilawat, for zikr? We won't have that importance in it. So the first thing is to make niyat and understand that Allah has put us in this world not for the sake of this world. He hasn't put us here to waste our time in sleeping, eating and just passing our time. He has not put us here to make mentions and build up this dunya and leave it behind and go empty-handed. He has put us here to prepare for akhirat. A person who makes that niyat, he will see he gets barakat in his time for his ibadat, and he will feel an inner urge to make the ibadat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ حَرْثَ الدُّنْيَا, or jo koi chahta hai dunya ki kheti, and a person whose niyat is this dunya, that I must live it up, I must enjoy in this dunya, I've come in this world just for this dunya, nu'tihi minha, usko dewe hum kuch, we will give him some of this dunya, because Allah Ta'ala has taken upon himself, and he just needs a little bit of reflection, that all everyone in this world, Allah is seeing to their needs. Sometimes it happens, we are present at a janaza where the mother and father both have passed away in a motor car accident, for example, and the little children are left behind. Perhaps there is one child of a day old that is left behind, and we wonder what will happen to these children. But if we consider 20, 30 years later, we'll see the child is flourishing in this dunya. So Allah sees to each and every one. When he sees to the animals, when he sees to the ants and the insects also, so why won't Allah see to everyone? So a person whose niyat is this dunya, he will get what Allah has destined for him. وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِن نَصِيبٍ, اور اس کے لئے نہیں آخرت میں کچھ حصہ, and he will have no share in the akhirat. A person whose niyat is only this dunya, like non-believers who don't even believe in the akhirat, or as believers, a very weak belief we have got in Akhirat, and we don't prepare for it, so much so that our namazes also are not in order. Our basics of deen also are not in order. That means we haven't got that yaqeen of Akhirat, and we are, our niyat is not Akhirat. Allah warns that that people was have no share. And by no share does not mean they won't get Jannat only. There is only two places, either Jannat or the worst of places, the fire of Jahannam. Then this is not a small or an ordinary thing just to pass off or just to make some comments about it. It is an extremely serious matter. And there a person will be forever. So a person must make his niyat, the Akhirat, and then Allah will help him. He will have time for his ibadat. He will enjoy his ibadat. And Allah will give barakat. More and more he will be able to do. Allah will give him tawfiq to do more. So further Allah says, أَمْ لَهُمْ شُرَكَاءُ شَرَعُوا لَهُ مِنَ الدِّينِ. کیا ان کے لئے اور شریک ہے کہ راہ ڈالی ہے انہوں نے ان کے واسطے دین کی. These people who are not preparing for Akhirat, who are not practicing on deen, what have they got? Some partners, have they made some partners of Allah, and we have chalked out a way of life for them that is besides the deen of Allah Ta'ala. Have these idols given them some way of life? And the idols, or as we know them, that people worship in the temples, or the idols that we worship in our hearts, our ego, and the things that we love of this dunya, our mansions, our cars, etc., or the idol of technology, that technology does everything, and where and where technology has gone, the god of technology is becoming stronger. So those things, have they given them a way of life? Today, very, very sad, the complaints come of good people who are all the time on their phones, WhatsApp, etc., all the time on social media, no time for the family, for the children, they're not even sleeping properly. All the time they are just busy with that. So have they got another way of life, another religion? Religion of WhatsApp, religion of social media, etc. Are they engaged in all those things? Have these idols of theirs given them another way of life? Malam ya'zam bihi Allah, jiska hukam nahi diya Allah ne, and that which Allah did not order, that other way of life, Allah did not order that way of life. Have we chalked out another way of life? Have our idols given us another way of life? A person is an illicit love affair, and that woman controls him, she gives him a different way of life, and is following that way of life. Has Allah given that way of life? That you have chalked out and you have chosen another way of life. People who are mad about the cricket and who don't sleep at night and watching commentary and watching scores all the time. Did Allah give us that way of life? Has Allah chalked that way of life out for us? وَلَوْلَا كَلِمَةُ الْفَصْلِ لَقُضِيَ بَيْنَهُمْ. اور اگر نہ مقرر ہو چکی ہوتی ایک بات فیصلہ کی تو فیصلہ ہو جاتا ان میں. And had Allah not determined already that punishment will be in the Akhirat, not in this dunya, otherwise punishment should have come down readily on these people already. Those who follow other lifestyles, other ways of life, and they don't follow the deen of Allah, had Allah not determined and made a decision on himself that punishment will be in the Akhirat, the punishment should have come and everyone should have seen that clear punishment. وَإِنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. اور بے شک جو گنہگار ہے ان کا عذاب ہے دردناک. And undoubtedly you will see that the wrongdoers, their punishment will be very painful in the year after. So in these ayat, Allah has warned us that we must make our niyat the Akhirat. Then we'll find time for 5 times namaz easily. We'll find time for deen easily. And if not, then we fall in the great, great danger of chalking another way of life, which our idols, that means those things that we cherish so much in our hearts, we will follow that way of life and not the way of the deen of Allah Ta'ala. We might be still even outwardly Muslims, and we might try and fool the people with our dressing and with our appearance and some of our actions, but inside we have got a different idol in our heart, and we are pleasing that idol, and this is a very dangerous situation. We should not be just fooled with our outward forms and our outward but ibadat, reality which is in the heart, we should be concerned about that, because that reality will come to the fore at the time of maut.